Matthew, how big a deal is it to your family, your friends, that you're in the Super Bowl again?
It's pretty exciting for all of us. I think everyone in my family has an appreciation for how hard the guys work around here, how special it is to be able to make it to this game, understanding that, you know, guys go their entire careers and don't get a chance to play in this game, let alone play in the playoffs. You know, my father played 20 years and played in one of these games. So it's an exciting time for everyone in my family. I think even my two-year-old senses it. But we're really looking forward to the opportunity.
Matthew, are you a superstitious guy? I mean, you were wearing a white jersey in Super Bowl, and 12 of the last 13 teams winning the Super Bowl with white jersey. Are you superstitious?
Me personally, I'm not. But, like, you know, some people are, and we're wearing white jerseys, so we'll see how that goes.
Who's superstitious on your team?
I think there are a lot of guys that are superstitious in their own way. They, you know, they like to keep a routine, you know, get dressed a certain way, eat certain things, you know, do certain things the same each week. You know, whatever works for them.
You don't have to give a name. What's the strangest superstition on a teammate you've got?
Certain guys like to wear a certain color jock. It's got to be a certain color that works for them.
What color is that?
Oh, it depends on the guy. It depends on the guy.
Pink for him?
I don't think we have any of those available.
Can I speak to just kind of an open-ended question, but just the special teams this year, what you've seen from the group as a whole in terms of the work ethic and the impact they've had in the games.
You're talking about us?
Yeah.
You know, it's been a good year for us all in all. I think we've been able to make some plays that have helped this football team win games, change field position. We've been able to make some big plays, put points on the board. You know, I'm proud of this group because it's had to overcome a lot of adversity. And you talk about guys being in and out of the lineup, losing guys like Nate and John Jones. And just having guys in and out of the lineup all year, I think we've been resilient and tough and just played through that. You know, the guys that are out there competing, playing at a high level every week and just competing and trying to do what they can to be unselfish to help this football team. So definitely proud to be associated with the men of this group.
Individually speaking, considering what you went through with the injury during training camp, working to come back and then getting injured again, to be here in this moment preparing to play in the Super Bowl. How do you describe what this year's been like for you and it's been different from your past experience?
It's been a very challenging year, personally. But I think, you know me, Bob, I've got a lot of faith and I feel like, you know, things happen for a reason. And it's allowed me to really step back away from things and gain perspective and grow and mature in certain areas. So I think personally, spiritually, it's been great. It's been challenging professionally, obviously. You know, anytime you deal with a physical ailment, there's ups and downs that come along with that. Having a unique injury and trying to come back from that, I'm really thankful to my training staff and you know, our coaching staff for everything that they've done to, you know, help me get back on the field, giving me the opportunity, Coach Belichick giving me the opportunity, not put me on IR, but giving me the opportunity to get back. So to be playing this game, this is what you work for all year, to hopefully get a shot to play in this game. So I'm very thankful to have that opportunity.
Both Eagles players are former Patriots players, Chris Long and Eric Long. How do you remember those guys?
Nothing but love and respect for those guys. A lot of good memories with them. Two good friends of mine. Chris is a really good friend of mine. So I have a lot of respect for those guys. Happy to see that they're doing well. But, you know, come a couple Sundays from now, I don't know how much we'll have to say to one another.
It's Throwback Thursday, and so looking back on Tom when he was 29, the same age as Nick Foles, just a couple years before you came here. But a young Tom Brady, when you first came to the team, how would you compare him to a 29-year-old Nick Foles? Very different stories, you know, a journeyman who's just thrust into a role versus a guy who's won three Super Bowls at that young age.
Yeah, obviously, you know, their career paths have been very different. You know, I think every player in the NFL has a different career path, a different story and journey. You know, I've gotten the opportunity to spend some time with Nick. He's a great human being. He's a great man. He's a great leader. The things that he stands for and believes in are very similar to the things I stand for and believe in. So have a ton of respect for him. And then obviously Tom's story is very unique in itself. So it's a special opportunity for both those guys to be playing this game and match up. And, you know, we'll see how it goes.
When you look at Nick, and like you say, his path has been so different. He only recently has risen to the national fame. Did you ever see that in him? You know, what did you see? Who's on
that? I just worry about what goes on here at the New England Patriots.
You said you knew him, and you know him from
we've met at different things, but you know, I think our connection was more, you know, as men of faith, and that we share that common thread. But you know, professionally, I haven't had the chance to work with him, you know, much at all. So, you know, just worry about what goes on here.
Matthew, what are your thoughts about Tom's got a documentary? The first episode came out today, just aired on Facebook at noon. He's got a bunch more airing before and after the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts about Tom having a documentary?
Should be a good watch for, you know, teammates and fans. I'm interested to see what's in there. I guess I'll have to tune in and see.
What do you think people will learn about him that only you guys know about him?
Well, I think at this point it's been well documented what kind of competitor he is. You know, that's one of the first things I think of when I think Tom Brady is competitor. And I'm sure, you know, anybody that's followed him around for any sort of time, any amount of time, heard him talk or seen him compete, understands that that's going to be the case in all situations.
First impressions of what you've seen from Philadelphia, especially in the kicking game?
Well, Dave Phipp is a great coach. Matched up against him a lot early on in my career when he's in Miami, and he coaches his guys the right way, and they play very, very hard. They've got a lot of good players. You know, you look at Kamu, who we drafted here, to see the type of player that he's become since he left here. It's really impressive. He's playing well. And then obviously, you know, the last time we matched up against Dave, it didn't go very well for us. So we've seen plenty of that game. We understand that this is going to be a tough matchup for us, and we've got our work cut out for us.
You're headed to Minnesota. The favorite song there was Prince. What's your favorite Prince song?
My favorite Prince song, Little Red Corvette. I like Prince, though. I like Prince, but I think Little Red Corvette would probably be my favorite Prince song.
Tony Dungy, do you know where he went to college?
I do not know where Coach Dungy went to college.
There's the Minnesota connection. What position he played?
Defensive back, right?
Quarterback in Minnesota.
Was he a quarterback? Wow. Learn something new every day.
Matthew, as much as every team tries to have team-building exercises and bring everybody together to the year, this team seems to have a camaraderie that transcends position groups, phases of the team, special teams, offense, defense, as evidenced by your friendship with Chris Long. Why does this team enjoy such...
You know, it's really tough to put your finger on it. I think it's just the character of the guys in the locker room. When you bring a lot of guys in that are very unselfish, it's easier to gel those type of guys together. You know, guys put aside personal agendas and they're just, you know, 100% bought in on doing what's best for the football team. And I think we've had traditionally those type of guys here year after year. And it allows for us to, you know, become close, you know, off the field, in the locker room, you know, spending time with one another. You know, there's no line of demarcation where, hey, I don't talk to that group or that group. Hey, we're just all one team, and you know, that's special.
Can I just ask about the guys who succeeded here who haven't succeeded elsewhere? I mean, there's been so many stories about guys. Do you think it's the Patriots see something that others don't see, or do you think there's something they do when they get here due to their players?
You know, it's tough to put their finger on that. It's an interesting question, but I think, you know, every situation, every scenario, every player is so different, so it's really hard to say, you know, what may factor in there.
But they've done so. That's one of the unique things the Patriots have done with some of these players that, you know, small colleges or undrafted, and like, wow, everybody else passed on them. Mm-hmm. Somehow the Pats got them. Yeah.
Coach Belichick definitely knows what he's doing. We'll say that.
Thank you, Matt.
All right.